Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Sunday, this Shabbos begins Shiva Osa B'Tamas, what is called in Chazal the Bein HaMitzarim. It's a pasuk in Eicha, Kol Roitfeho Hisiguha Bein Mitzareho. All of those who pursued her, all of the enemies of the Jewish people, all of her pursuers, his sigua overtook her, bein hamitzarim, between the straits. So what? It's a pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk in Eicha says that when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and the Jewish people fled, they fled. The simplest interpretation of the pasuk is when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and people were running away, they were afraid for their lives. All of the enemies, all those who pursued her, were able to overtake her, Bein Hamitzarim, between the straits, the narrow parts. When they came to an area where there was nowhere to turn, there was a narrow path, there was nowhere to escape, that is where the enemy succeeded in overtaking her and conquering, either killing or exiling the Jewish people, the survivors of the Korban Beis Hamikdash. This is the simple translation of the pasuk in Sefer Eicha. However, Chazal take this pasuk and they expand upon it, and they say the word Mitzarecha, the straits. The mitzarecha means the boundaries. A meitzar. Meitzar is a boundary. The boundaries of the 3 weeks are Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. So one boundary is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, which starts on Shabbos, and the other boundary is Tisha B'Av. It's 3 weeks later, and during this period of time, Kol Roitfeha, all of the enemies of the Jewish people who pursue her succeeded in overtaking her, which means that during between Shavuos V'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av is when the siege upon Yerushalayim began on the 17th day the breaching of the walls began on the 17th day of Tammuz. And they fought battles, wars, until Tisha B'Av, until they actually were able to get to the Beis Hamikdash, and they were able to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So all of this took place during that 3 week period of time, even though it's a 5 minute walk. It's less than a 5 minute walk to walk from the wall of the old city to the Kaisel Hamaravi. It takes less than 5 minutes. Yet it took the Romans, or it took the Babylonians, 3 weeks to get from the wall of Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash, because they were fighting. There were battles being held. The Levim, the Kohanim and the Levim primarily were the ones that were fighting off the Romans and the Babylonians and the Bais Rishon and the Bais Sheni, each one, and they held them off from destroying the Beis Hamikdash for 3 weeks. But this is the most critical time of the Korban Beis Hamikdash, the time called the Mitzarim, the two boundaries. And here's where the enemies overcame us. Now, because of this, Chazal tell us that therefore the 3 weeks is a time of difficulty, and therefore they have enacted many takanos, many halachas of how to conduct oneself during the period called the Bein HaMitzarim. And we all know very well that there are different madregos. As we get closer to Tisha B'Av, it gets more and more severe. From Shivas B'Tammuz until Rosh Chodesh Av, There is one level of stringency. Then we come to Rosh Chodesh Av until the Shavua Shechal Bo, until the week of when Tisha B'Av occurs, is another level of stringency. When we come to the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs until the actual day of Tisha B'Av itself, Erev Tisha B'Av, that's another level. Erev Tisha B'Av is even more Chomer. Then there's Tisha B'Av itself is Chomer. And then on Tisha B'Av itself, after Mincha, it gets a little bit more lenient. And then there's Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, and the day after Tisha B'Av, there are many, many levels going from the beginning of this time period until the end of the time period, many different madregos. So let's focus now on the madregos, the laws that are unique to the time in between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Rosh Chodesh Av. What are we not allowed to do during this time? Very few things, in fact. You're not allowed to take a haircut, okay? No haircuts at all whatsoever. may be taken during this time. Number two, you're not allowed to, we do not make weddings during this period of time, which includes music. And number three, we do not recite a Shehecheyanu. That is the more complex element of the three. So let's review. There are really three halachas: weddings, haircuts, and the recital of a Shehecheyanu. Those are the three unique characteristics of the time period between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Rosh Chodesh Av. When you come to Rosh Chodesh Av, there are more things. We add more things. You're not allowed to eat meat. You're not allowed to bathe. Okay, we'll get to those things later on. But let's discuss the three unique characteristics. Now notice, it does not say in Chazal, you're not allowed to listen to music. It doesn't say that. It says you're not allowed to get married. Why did Chazal say you're not allowed to listen to music? Well, the answer is because you're not allowed to listen to music the whole year. Shulchan already said that since the time of the Chum Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to listen to music the entire year. And we don't follow that. That's a standard which was never accepted in Klal Yisrael, at least not amongst us. It was not accepted. So therefore, that's not relevant. So therefore, you would argue that if we don't accept it, so why are we? The only thing that you're not allowed to do during this time is not allowed to get married. Marriage in and of itself is a simcha. So in order to relate to the churban, the tzar of Klal Yisrael, there are no marriages. But music, why not? So the answer is, this is the unspoken rule. This is not a ferish halacha. During this time period of the year, it's not a new halacha that we do not listen to music. We're just doing what we should do the whole year. Okay, it's a very important distinction. Not listening to music during the 3 weeks, even all the way until Tisha B'Av, it's not because, there's a halacha that during the 3 weeks, you're not allowed to listen to music. That's incorrect. You're not allowed to listen to music, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the whole year. During the 3 weeks, we're just doing what we should really be doing the entire year round. Now, when it comes to taking a haircut, no. A haircut, you can take the whole year. It's during the 3 weeks you can't take a haircut. Getting married, the whole year you can get married. But during the 3 weeks, you can't get married. L'may nafkamina, the leniencies in listening to music are much greater. Because just like we anyway don't follow this halacha the whole year round, we listen to music the whole year round. So obviously it is a halacha that has not been accepted by Klal Yisrael. So if it's not been accepted, what difference does it really make of not accepting it the whole year round and during the Bein HaMetzarim? So during the Bein HaMetzarim, we have respect. We're going to be a machmir. We're not going to listen to music. But you don't really have respect for the halacha. If you really had respect for the halacha, you would not be listening to music the entire year round. So who are you fooling? So the answer is no. We do have respect. You're right. We don't accept it, but at least during we're gonna pay homage to the halacha by not doing it. But with regard to nesu in marriage, and with regard to reciting a bracha of Shehecheyanu, that we have respect. That was limited to during this time period by Chazal, during to the Bein HaMetzarim, that we listen to. It's not a matter of respect. We follow the halacha. Therefore, the nafka mina is, if you have some reason why you want to get married, a person wants to get married during the Bein HaMetzarim, or a person wants to buy a new suit, a very expensive suit to make a Shehecheyanu, you're not allowed to. I'm sorry, that's the halacha. The halacha is you can't, there's no exceptions, it's too bad, tough luck. You can't do it. Maybe you'll find some special situation, then we'll find a story what you can do, how you can do it. But the halacha is the halacha. But let's say a person really needs or wants very much to listen to music during the 3 weeks. He really, whatever he wants, and he's weak. The degree of a rabbi making a dispensation for a person to listen to music during the 3 weeks is much easier than a dispensation for buying a new suit or making a shechiyon during the 3 weeks. Because we anyway do not follow the laws of listening to music. But other things we do follow the laws. Now, what will be a nafkamina? I'll give you a very good nafkamina. How do you say the word? Acapello? Acapella? Acapella. Acapella. Is acapella, is that called music? Or is that called, is that just called singing? So singing is permitted. Singing technically is permitted. What's forbidden during the Shulchan Aruch is musical instruments. So this is a major machlokes apaiskim. Why? Because we do, now, if you have a live a cappella, you go to a concert and there's a cappella and there's no musical instruments and you're not mimicking instruments, you're just singing, okay, then it's permitted. Once you put the a cappella on a electronical device, and through the electronical device you have people who have talent and they mimic with their voices instruments. The bottom line is, are you listening now to the voice of a human being, or are you listening to an electronical device give forth sound waves, which is very, very, very enjoyable? Even though the way that a voice was recorded, the bottom line is, you're listening to an electronical device produce sound. That's called a kli shir. Is that not called? Isn't that an electronical device that produces sound? Is that not called a kli shir? It certainly is. It may not be with a violin, a saxophone, drums, but it's a utensil, an electronical device called a utensil. It is producing sound, which is very pleasant, very enjoyable. That is called a kli shir. If you have people in front of you walk around the whole day with you and they're going to sing to you the whole day in order to cheer you up, that would be permitted 100%. But that's not what you're doing. You're listening to a utensil, which is producing sound. What difference does it make if the sound was produced and recorded and preserved, if it was from a violin or from a human voice? It's all the same. This is the opinion of Rabbi Belsky, Zecher Tzadik Levrach. A cappella, record a cappella, is mamish 100% called a kli shir, being that's coming out of a device, an object, not out of a voice of a human being. Just like when it comes to nashim, right? There's a very big kula when people say you can listen kol isha, record kol isha is permitted. Okay, jam and the aim until not that long ago would have women have no problem having playing morning records during the year of women singing. Yeah, I think he changed. I think he stopped because it became a very firm world today, right? But he used to have, even recent that long ago, he would have women. Why? Because it's not live. It's not, the prohibition of Kol Isha in Shulchan Aruch is only when you're listening to a live woman sing in front of you. I'm not listening to a live woman. What?
She's seeing the face of the woman. That's what causes the problem.
It doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch. It's all different reasons.
The Gemara intimates that
that's
the
problem. There's something there. But
you don't see the woman.
You don't see it. It's not the same thing. It's a utensil. It's a cliché. That's a kula that the whole world relies upon. And especially until modern times, until very recently, the whole world relies upon this leniency. You can hear a Kol Isha on the radio, on a cassette, CD, or any other type of electronical form. Because I'm not listening to it, I'm listening to the recording. That svara is a double-edged sword. The same way that is a heter in regard to Kol Isha, that becomes a prohibition in regard to a cappella. Because a cappella, you're not listening to the sound of a live voice, you're listening to music being produced by a utensil. When Chazal prohibited music, they didn't distinguish between a violin, a saxophone, a drum, a piano, a utensil, a kli shir. An electronical device that produces sound is called a kli shir. So this svara is a double-edged sword. It results in very great leniencies and results in very great stringencies. So therefore, it is osur. That's the sheet of Rabelsky. Other poskim say no. They say it depends upon a person's perception. If to the mind, to the listener, it is perceived as listening to the voice of a human being, that's permitted. If to the mind it is perceived as listening to musical instruments, then that's forbidden. It all depends not on the actual device that is producing the sound. It depends upon the listener. It depends upon his perception of what he actually has to hear. Now, should you be machmir or should you be makel? And this is mamish divide, I would say probably 50-50 down the line. Many poskim, are you allowed to listen to a cappella during the Bein HaMitzarim, during, let's say, they have the same issue when it comes to the Sfira, are you allowed to? So it's a very big debate, it's a very big machlokes poskim, what exactly to do. One thing you have to keep in mind is, there is definitely grounds to be lenient. Even though 50-50 it's aser, it's a cliche, because you have to appreciate that the prohibition to listen to music during the Bein HaMitzarim is not really a prohibition. Because what we're doing during the Bein HaMitzarim is nothing more than just observing the halacha that we are supposed to observe the entire year round. In Shulchan Aruch it says, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it is forbidden to listen, to enjoy music, klei shir, outside the framework of a Sudas Mitzvah. You're not allowed to listen to music the whole year round because there's a Chur Beis HaMikdash. Was this halacha accepted by Klal Yisrael? No, it was not accepted. It was not. I mean, I don't know. I don't always say totally not accepted, but that's the facts are. It's not accepted. People listen to music without holding back whatsoever. If it was not accepted, there's really no difference of not accepting it the whole year round and not accepting it during the Bein HaMitzarim. So why then do they shut down all the music during the Bein HaMitzarim? Since it's closer to Tisha B'Av and the Bein HaMitzarim, so here we will. Pay our respect to the halacha that we never fulfilled anyway. We'll pay our respect. But paying respect is not the same thing as observing the mitzvah. There's being observant and there is paying respect. Person, Rachman al-Litzlan, who does not shem Torah mitzvahs, when they come to a Jewish wedding, they come to shul, you see this all the time, they have respect. You go to the Kaisel HaMaravi, even a goy, puts on a yarmulke. You put on a yarmulke. When you stand in front of the Kaisel HaMaravi, you don't stand in front of the Kaisel HaMaravi with a bare head. Am I religious? Are these people religious? They're goyim. They have no chiv. They're not religious. Do they pay their... Yes, of course they repay their respect. But it's ain't a doimet to a person, someone, a shemet har mitzvos, who's a yarei shemayim. You wear a yarmulke every moment of the day. You wear a yarmulke. Even when you go to sleep, you wear a yarmulke. It's a different category. It's the same thing. We do not follow this halacha. During the Bein HaMitzarim, we pay respects to the halacha. We pay respect. We have respect. But when you're paying respect to halacha, it doesn't take on the same severity as actually observing the halacha. Therefore, when you get into a type of music, which in and of itself is debatable, if this type of music is really included bichlal in the prohibition of klei shir, because on the one hand, it's a recording of a human voice. But mitzad sheni, there's no human in front of us. The sound is coming out of a device. It's a kli. So it's kli shir. Machlek is a poiskim. What should you do? What should you do? Those who are makel have what to rely upon. Not just that they're relying upon the poiskim that are saying that it's mutter, that it's not called a kli shir. It's also not in a league of chumrah like not getting married and not reciting a Bircha Shachianu. Yeah.
Question: what about Shabbos amongst us in this time period? Are there any changes?
Generally not. Generally not. You know, I wanted to look. I didn't get a chance to look into it. I didn't get a chance. I couldn't really find. That's the truth. I have a few. I already looked through Sarm. I couldn't really find anything clear about it because this year. Shivas V'Tamas begins on Shabbos. There is no question. Tomorrow on Shabbos, not tomorrow. Shabbos is Shivas V'Tamas. Make no, it's even though the fast day has been pushed away until Sunday. Chazal say 5 major tragedies occurred on Shivas V'Tamas. The luchos were shattered. The walls of the Beis Hamikdash were breached. The walls of Yerushalayim. The walls of Yerushalayim were breached. The siege was 2.5 years from Asara B'Teves, 2.5 years before, and they laid siege to Yerushalayim. They starved them, and now finally on Shavuos B'Tamuz they succeed in breaching the walls of Yerushalayim. The Tamid, the carbon Tamid, was bottled. When was that period? We're going to discuss later on in the third part. I want to discuss these 5 things. The Talmud was bottled. What else happened? Aspasianus burnt a Sefer Torah. He burned, and they put on this day a tzelem in the Heichal. Five, who put the tzelem, we'll discuss in a few, little bit later on. Five terrible tragedies occurred on this day. You cannot take away the tragedy of what happened on the day just because it's Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not going to fast. You're not going to observe the laws of Avelos. But Shabbos is that tragic day of when these horrible things happen to Klal Yisrael, and the ramifications of these things continue to affect us ad hayom hazeh. So the tightness of Shavuos B'Tammuz is different than, let's say, than other types of, let's say for argument, let's say it would be possible for a tightness eset to fall out on Shabbos. No, tightness eset is not necessarily a day of tragedy. It was an anniversary of the Milchama when they fought the war. But fighting a war, we fight wars every day. We fight wars. It's different. Other fast days that fall out on Shabbos and we push off the fast day to the next day could very well be, we have to discuss all the different possibilities, is that Shabbos is Shabbos. There's nothing going on. The fast is pushed away. Forget about it. But Shavuos B'Tammuz, you can't say that. Because Shavuos B'Tammuz is the anniversary of a tragic event. With regard to what?
In terms of these rules,
so they never accepted upon themselves. All of these are takanas chazal, like any other thing. So it was all based upon Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rif, and others. And there were different opinions among the Rishonim of what, how chazal demanded us to observe, to mourn for the Churban Beis Hamikdash. There were different opinions. So the Sfaradim, they followed their Rabbanim, and the Ashkenazim followed their Rabbanim. It's not a historical thing. It's a matter of halacha. Everyone agrees that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Everyone agrees that there are five tragic events that happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz. The question is, to what degree did Chazal enact laws to force us to observe Avelus to these tragic events? This was a disagreement between the various Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim felt strongly that there should be a more significant observance of Avelus, and some felt less. Sfarad would follow their Rabbanim, Ashkenaz would follow their Rabbanim. So that's a separate issue. Okay, now, next thing, let's discuss. So now we have appreciation of music is in a different league. We're just doing what we're supposed to be doing the entire year round, and therefore, we anyway don't observe the halacha. Paying respect, the very important yisoid, is not the same thing as observing. And I told you a very good nafkamina is there's really room to be lenient when it comes to a cappella. You have a person who, he needs it. But if you tell him it's also, he won't do it. He'll be able to deal with not doing it. But he really needs it. So that is such a type, and the person, I need to get married. emergency. Too bad. It's just too bad for you. You can't get married. You're not allowed to get married. It's now the Bein Hametzam. You're not allowed to get married. There's nothing we can do for you. Sorry. Okay, you want to go buy a fancy new suit, $5,000 new suit, which will call this, you have to make a shechiyan. Sorry, there's nothing we can do for you. You need it? So too bad for you. That's halacha. Halacha demands of things upon people, things that are difficult. That's the way life goes. But when it comes to music, a person says, I need it. So then it's a different league. Because it's not a halacha. Because if it was a halacha, you wouldn't do it the whole year round. There's no difference between this part of the year and that part of the year. We pay respects. There's a degree how far you have to go in paying respects. And you can be summed upon various leniencies. Okay. Now, next thing. What about a shechiyan? What exactly is the prohibition to make a shechiyan? Now, that means Mikradin, we once discussed that land. Mikradin, you're supposed to make the shechiyan when you purchase a new item. And when you wear the new item for the very first time, you're supposed to make what bracha? The bracha, amalbish arumin. Today, the custom is we do not make a bracha shechiyan when we purchase a new item, a new garment, because either it has to be shatness tested, or there has to be alterations, or I don't really know exactly why. We want to discuss this. For some reason, that became the custom that we do not make the Shehecheyanu when we purchase, or maybe we're not in the frame of mind. We're running here, there, we're back and forth. The places where we purchase these items are not necessarily a proper environment to make a bracha. We buy these things in a department store. There are women that are not dressed appropriately. If you buy it even in a yeshivish store, you're not in the frame of mind. You're confused. You're running around. You're answering the phone. You don't have the presence of mind to make the shachiyon the way it's meant to be made, and therefore we delay the recital of the shachiyon until the first time we put on the garment. That has a consequence. We discussed this a few weeks ago. Because you're going to delay the shachiyon until the time when you put on the garment, it's going to prevent you from reciting the bracha of Malbish Arumin. It used to be the minute you make two brachas, when you purchase, you make the Shehecheyanu. When you wear it for the very first time, you make the bracha Malbish Arumin, like you say in the morning, before davening, Shachris. But since we push the bracha Shehecheyanu until the time we wear it, it's not proper to make two brachas, because they both really represent the same thing. So once we make the Shehecheyanu, the bracha of Malbish Arumin has gone out the window. Okay, you have to have kavan in the morning. When you make the ma'amal b'sharubim, well, the next day, it should go on your new suit. But we don't make a separate bracha. That's the minig b'zman hazeh. Now that result can result for us, theoretically, in a leniency. Now here's the chakir, the lom shechakira. What exactly is the prohibition? I've given many, many different angles of what is the problem. And all these angles are discussed by commentators. And they have nafkaminas, lahalacha. Define for me the problem of reciting a Shehecheyanu. In Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say you're not allowed to buy new clothing. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't recite a Shehecheyanu. It just happens to be that when you buy a new suit, you make a Shehecheyanu. Just happens to be that when you buy a new car, you make a Shehecheyanu, or a Tov HaMeitiv, that's not the same thing. Or just happens to be when you make a major acquisition, you make a Shehecheyanu. So to us, we forgot about what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you don't make a Shehecheyanu, and we focus that during the 3 weeks, you don't make new acquisitions on property or on utensils or on items that are of value and significance to the person, because by buying these things, we are required to recite the Shehecheyanu. So what? Say the Shehecheyanu, who cares? Say the Shehecheyanu, what's the problem? So here's the lumbus. One approach is, how can you make a bracha? We thank you, Hashem. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam. You are so great, Hashem. You're the source of all blessing. Shehecheyanu, you gave us life. V'higiyanu, and you allowed us to reach lazman hazeh, this time. Really? You're happy that you've reached this time of the Bein HaMitzarim, when we're dwelling and we're focusing upon the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Golus Ashchina? Really? Really? What kind of a hypocrite are you? You're happy? You're happy about this should be a time of dread. Not happy to have reached this moment in time. Oh, I'm only saying the bracha because of the new suit. I'm not making the bracha. The time relates to the suit. It doesn't relate to the current event. It doesn't relate to the time of the year. Who says you know pshat in the bracha? This is a very deep idea. This halacha in Shulchan Aruch opens us for us a whole new vista in what bracha are you making. When you make a Shehecheyanu, the common man assumes, and it's true, there are many dimensions to the bracha, you're making the Shehecheyanu, I've reached this time in my life where I was able to purchase this expensive item. The Zman Hazeh is not the calendar day of the year. It's the item that I've purchased. I've purchased an item, and this item gives me great joy, and I'm thankful to you, Hashem, I was able to have a job, accumulate enough wealth in order to make this acquisition. Is that really the pshat in the bracha? That's the common understanding of the bracha, but that's not necessarily the correct understanding of the bracha. The fact that you purchased an item does not demand a new bracha. If Chazal wanted you to make a new bracha on an item, they would make a bracha. They would make a special bracha when you buy a new suit. They would make Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam for buying a new suit. You'll figure out a nusach. They'll make a nusach. Birchas HaShachar, they gave us a lot of brachas. for Malbish Arumim, Zoykev Kefufim, Rokarat Sal Hamayim, Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara, Chazal had no problem coming up with brachas. It was very easy for them to create for us, craft many, many brachas. If they wanted to make a bracha for buying a new suit, they would make a new bracha. They would give you a new bracha for making a new suit. Their new bracha for buying a new car, don't worry, they would, for buying a new donkey to take you from place to place, would turn into a, they would find. Obviously, Chazal felt, you know something? It's very good. You bought a new suit, a new car. There's no bracha. Forget it. There's a limit to how many times you make a bracha in this world. However, this event of buying a new suit triggers an opening. It shakes you up in your life. When a person buys a new suit, it's like a moment of your life where you reflect. Wow, what has happened? Time has passed so quickly. How could it be already? It's a year, 2 years, 6 months. Where has time gone? There are certain events in your life that force you to reflect, what is life all about? How could it be that all of this time has passed? Let me make an assessment, an evaluation. Did I spend this time properly? Did I make use of this time properly? It's nothing more than a trigger to reflect upon the moment, this particular moment. A whole new world. It's an amazing new insight into what the Birchas Shehecheyanu is. The Birchas Shehecheyanu has absolutely nothing to do with your acquisition. The acquisition is nothing more than a trigger for you to reflect upon your existence in this world and thank Hashem for letting you live this long in your life. Reaching this calendar day, being alive at this moment in time. Because when we go through life, we don't appreciate time. The days just go like water. The days pass, time passes, you run through your life, you eat, you sleep, you go to the Beis HaKisa, you learn a little bit, you go to your job, you do whatever you have to do, and then let's see, you go further. How often in life are you shaken up? Wait a minute, what is this all about? When you go to a simcha, when you marry a child, you have a child, make a bar mitzvah, or when you acquire new items, you make acquisitions. It's very true. You go buy new clothing, you know, if you spend a lot of money on new clothing, a wardrobe, and you throw out your old clothing. You know, it's a point in time where you reflect. These are nothing more than triggers to appreciate the Zman. It's a bracha on the current Zman, period. Now with that in mind, wow, you have a whole new understanding of why you can make a Shehecheyanu during the Bein HaMetzarim. It's not about buying the new clothing. Who cares about the new clothing? The new clothing triggered me to say Shehecheyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. The Bein HaMetzarim is not a time you focus and you dwell upon, you thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, there's a Tisha B'Av. Baruch Hashem, there's a Shavuos
B'Tamuz. You're saying, Baruch Hashem, we made it.
No, you don't, that's exactly the point. That's not the bracha then. That's not the bracha. The bracha is to appreciate the Zman. And you need in life triggers to give you, open up your mind to appreciate the Zman that you're in. This is not a Zman that we make brachas on. It's not a good time. It's not a good time that there should be galus, there should be tzaris, there should be poverty, there should be people are sick, people have kferlach things, everything is rooted in the Chum Beis HaMikdash. The issue is the bracha, not the acquisition. Now, what's that? If you want to go take this idea to the extreme, so what, in some places of Taka they say this. You know what? During the Bein HaMitzvah, you want to go buy a new suit? Buy a new suit. You want to go buy a new car? Buy a new car. Do whatever you want. Just don't make the bracha. Don't make the bracha. Vezehu. So why not? Because you're denying Hashem a bracha. Because if I would buy this suit when it's not, I'm anyway going to buy it. Wait a few more weeks, wait a few more days. You're denying a bracha. How can you be so not nice and deny Hashem the bracha that you would ordinarily make? So the answer is, so that's why you shouldn't do it. But I really need it. I really need it. I really need a new suit desperately. I'm desperate. Okay, if you're desperate, so maybe in this instance it's kedai to deny Hashem as Shechianu. Buy the new suit and don't make the Shechianu. You see the nafkamina? According to this lomdus, there's grounds to be lenient and to make significant acquisitions during this time period, because the only reason why you can't do so is because you can't say that bracha Shechianu dikvelu v'gidon lazman hazeh. And that bracha has nothing to do with the simcha of the purchase of the object. So buy it, don't make the Shechianu. Don't make the Shechianu. That is an approach, and you'd be shocked to know that some taka hold like this. Some people hold that if a taka you do need to buy, you can buy. It's not an absolute etched in stone. This halacha in Shulchan Aruch of the Shechianu does not prevent you from making acquisitions where you really need it. If it was a halacha, if it was Shabbos, on Shabbos I need a new suit. Can I go to the store and buy a new suit on Shabbos? No, you can't. Even if you're naked, you can't. If it's not pikuach nefesh, it's osur. There's no heter, there's no exception. You're a shomer Torah mitzvos. It demands you make sacrifice in your life, whether you like it or not. That's part of the package of being a shomer Torah mitzvos. You have to follow the halacha. I don't want to buy a new suit during the 3 weeks. It's not halacha, you can't buy a new suit. The halacha is you can't make a shechianu. And the shechianu is not the simcha of a new suit, because then Chazal would say, don't buy a new suit. Because you're buying a new suit, you're having simcha. You can't have simcha during the time of the Bein HaMitzar. They never said that. You can have simcha. All it says, even first of all, you have to understand, very, very important. It does not say to be mimayet in simcha during the time of Shavasa, Betamuz, and the Chodesh Av. Nowhere does it say you should be mimayit in simcha. The only time you are mimayit in simcha is when? Is from Rosh Chodesh Av. Mishkeshem, mishnichnas av mimayatin b'simcha, kach mishnichnas ador mar b'simcha. How does it start? Keshem mishnichnas av mimayatin. Even in Chodesh Av, you're allowed to have simcha. Even then you're allowed to have simcha. The only difference is you are mimayet in simcha. Doesn't say anybody not allowed to have simcha, but that's Chodesh Av. What about Chodesh Tammuz from Shavuos b'Tammuz until Chodesh Av? It doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to have simcha. If you buy a new suit and it gives you incredible simcha, gevaldik, have your simcha. Who's denying you? You can do anything you want now from that gives you the ultimate simcha. The only thing is, you have to understand, there's another side halacha, that when you purchase, you make acquisitions, these acquisitions, which typically give you simcha, it triggers a halacha to make a bracha of a shechianu. And the shechianu, you have to appreciate, it has nothing to do with the simcha that you've had from the acquisition. It's a side effect. You make an acquisition, it forces you to reflect upon life, and now you appreciate the day, you appreciate the moment, and you make a bracha on the time, on the zman. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. If that time happens to be during the Bein HaMitzav, I can't make that bracha. But there's nothing wrong with me having the simcha of making the acquisition. You'll say, you can't have simcha, it's avelos. Excuse me. Where does it say you can't have simcha from Shavuos to Tammuz until Rosh Chodesh Av? Doesn't say it anywhere. And from Rosh Chodesh Av, it also says, it just says, yimimayit b'simcha. So maybe you're right. Maybe when you come to Rosh Chodesh Av, it's taka more chomer. It's more chomer not to buy a new suit from Rosh Chodesh Av until, it is indeed more chomer, because that's taka simcha. That's not a din of the shechianu. There are two dinim. Then there's a trigger shechianu, which you can't make. It's not right. It's not right to make to trigger something which you can't fulfill. And also, when you buy the new suit, you're having simcha. And it says, this should be made with simcha. So is this called a violation? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But during Shavuos and Tammuz until Rosh Chodesh Av, you're allowed to have simcha. So that issue is not an issue. The only issue is you're causing a denial of the Bircha Shehechiyana. So again, here you have another element of leniency in the Indian of purchasing new things during this time period. What do the Paiskim Taka say you should do? They say, well, if you really need it, buy it. But wear it the first time on Shabbos. And when you wear it the first time on Shabbos, you are allowed, as I should be careful what I say, you're allowed, I'm going to just say the words first, on Shabbos, during, between the Bein HaMitzar, from Shavuos Matamos until Rosh Chodesh Av, you can make a Shechiyanu. Because Shabbos is a day upon which you can say, Shechiyanu, Vikimanu, Vigiyanu, Lazman Hazeh. Shabbos is such a day that you can make that bracha 100%, even if it's during the Bein HaMitzarim. Even this Shabbos, which is the day itself of the five terrible things, on Shabbos you can say, thank you, Hashem, for giving us the Shabbos. Yeah?
Also, if the price changes.
Well, that's an exception. That's part of the heterim. I'm going to save a lot of money. There's a deal. Dan's deal. One day only. Half price. Go for it. Okay, so that's right. That's a reason why you would want to do so. That's the Nisayan. So the answer basically is yeah. And you want to wear it, and make the Shechiyanu for the first time on Shabbos. Now you should be aware, what I just told you is really a bit controversial. There are two areas in Halacha where you make a Shechiyanu. There is acquisitions of new kalim, and number two is eating a new fruit. A new fruit. It's the same idea. Eat a new fruit. Ooh, it's new. I never had this. It's not the bracha on the shechiyanu. It's not the bracha on the fruit. The Chazal already gave you a bracha for the fruit. They told you to make a bari pri ha'etz. That's it. There's nothing more to make on the fruit than making a bari pri ha'etz. Eating the fruit is a trigger to make a new bracha, appreciating time. Not related. So Shabbos, everyone agreed that l'chatchila, between Shavuos Matamos and Tisha B'Av, and certainly until Tosh Chashav, you are not supposed to go out to the fruit store and seek out new fruit for the purpose of eating the fruit and making a shechiyanu. Because I need the new fruit for the very first. Don't eat new fruit, a fruit you've never eaten before in your life, for the first time during the Bein HaMitzar, because it's going to trigger the requirement to make a Shechiyanu, which you should not be doing. If you're really desperate, so once in a lifetime opportunity to eat this fruit, and you have to have the flavor, you have to have it, then Eino Chanami, you can eat it. That's what the Poskim say, just don't make a Shechiyanu. Also, being you know, what we more common afkamina, that I don't know if it's today common afkamina, he writes about the Rabbi Tezner, is medicine. Sometimes the doctor prescribes a certain fruit as medicine for an illness, and he prescribes this to you. You can eat this fruit for the very first time in your life during the Bein HaMitzarim. So what are you to do? It's during the Bein HaMitzarim. If I'm going to eat this fruit, I have to make a Shechiyanu and eat this fruit. So I'll wait until after Tisha B'Av. Might be dead by then. Wait until after Tisha B'Av. I need the medicine now. So what do? You eat the fruit, and you don't make the Shechiyanu. You don't make, because the Ikka is the Shechiyanu. But what about Shabbos? Shabbos, you can for sure make the Shechiyanu on Shabbos when it is a result of eating a fruit. Now here's the point. I told you everything is so complicated, but what happens if you put on a new suit or a new acquisition and you're wearing it for the very first time on Shabbos? Do you make the Shechiyanu? Based upon everything that I told you, the answer should be absolutely yes. Because the bracha you're making is not on the hana, it's on the zman. The new suit is simcha, which you're allowed to have during until Rosh Chodesh Av. You're allowed to have simcha, even though it's during the Bein HaMitzarim, the simcha limitation begins Chodesh Av. You're allowed to have simcha. It's nothing more than a trigger. You can't say bizman hazeh during this time, but on Shabbos you can. So there's no difference whatsoever between a new fruit and a new suit, according to our alumnus, and indeed that is what many poskim hold. However, this is a revelation, an insight into how other poskim view the bracha Shechiyanu. Other poskim disagree, and they differentiate between a new fruit and a new suit. The hana you have on a fruit is not so big, so a fruit, you can make a Shechiyanu on Shabbos, Shabbos only. But a new suit, if you have no choice, you have to buy a new suit. You have nothing else what to wear. And you buy a new suit between Shavuos Matamos and Shabbos, and you put it on for the first time on Shabbos, there are poskim that say you cannot make a Shechiyanu. What do you learn from the thinking of those poskim? They hold, obviously, the Shechiyanu is not like I taught. We learned that it's a bracha on the zman. The Shechiyanu is a bracha on the object. The object gives you simcha. the simcha you derive from a new suit is much more significant than the simcha that you derive from eating a new food, and therefore they hold that it's usur. That changes the dynamics entirely. Because then, that means the prohibition to make a shechayon is because they're learning Pshat and Shulchan Aruch, that when Chazal say, do not make a shechayon, what it means is, this is what it means according to them. Even though it says in Chazal, Kishem Mishenichnas Av, Mima'atin Besimcha, Yimimayin Simcha, it only says in Chodesh Av Yimimayin Besimcha, there's another form of Miut Besimcha. That's what I have to learn. According to those Mepharshim, it's a Pella. Because the Miut Besimcha is only from Chodesh Av. But they're learning that the Shechayonu itself is the getter of Simcha, and it's not appropriate to have simcha during Shavuos and Tammuz until Chodesh Av. They're learning that there's another darga of miut besimcha besides what Chazal say, Mishnichnas Av Mematin besimcha. And that type of miut is manifested in not making a shechayonu because of pleasure. Okay, so this touches upon many things. Okay, so we're going to stop the halos. We'll review what we learned over here. Allah, you say this. You say this are, between Shavuos v'Tammuz and Chodesh Av, there are only three things you're not allowed to do. Takonas Chazal. You're not allowed to make a shechayonu, you're not allowed to get married, and you're not allowed to get a haircut. That's it. These are the halachas. Now you tell this to the average person, they'll look at you, what? What about music? Music, music. Sorry, buddy. Music is us the whole year. Us the whole year. Shavuos, this time period, it's only... We pay our respects. We're paying respects. It's not halacha. Lafkamina, they're grounds to nagel. Case in point, a cappella, those who like to listen, you can't go tell them they're doing anything really wrong. Next. What's the next you say we learned? Shechayanu. You don't recite Shechayanu. What's the lumdus of the Shechayanu? Is it because Shechayanu is in simcha on the object? Or is it the Shechayonu has nothing to do with the object? The object acquisition is a trigger to thank Hashem for the Zman. You don't thank Hashem for the Zman of the Bein HaMitzvah. You do not. It's not a time we want to be in. You don't say, Shechayonu is the Zman HaZeh on this Tuk of Zman. L'mayin Afkamina, Shabbos, you can make that thank you. You can make a thank you for Shabbos. L'mayin Afkamina, if you really need to purchase an item, buy the item. Have the simcha. Simcha is only diminished from Chodesh Av. Shechayonu, don't say the Shechayonu. But according to the Paiskim that say that the Shechayonu is for the simcha, for the item itself, and the proof that they learn that it's the item itself is they hold you can't make a Shechayonu on a new suit on Shabbos, even though you can't make a Shechayonu on Shabbos for a fruit, because the fruit, the simcha is not so great, the suit is a lot. Obviously, they are of the opinion that the Din Shechayonu is not a Zman-related mitzvah. It is a simcha of an object. They have a problem. They have to find a defense to the problem is why Chazal only said the meat of simcha is Chodesh Av, not Chodesh, not from Tammuz. Obviously, they hold there are two dargos of Miut B'Simcha. There's a Din Miut B'Simcha Mishnichnas Av, and there's another dimension of Miut B'Simcha in not doing things that bring you Simcha, where the Simcha would demand that a Shechayonu be made on the Simcha. Okay, so this is some of the lumbus of these few days between Shavuos v'Tammuz and Chodesh Av. We'll take a short break, and then we'll talk about the five events that took place on Shavuos v'Tammuz.